What it does, cuz. You are now listening to episode 84 of True to Sound.
And what it do to ya as well.
Yeah, I've been watching too much of T.I. and his judging Rhythm and Flow.
What's going on, everyone? And welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
Was that it? Airplane? Or? And Alvin Martinez.
Yeah.
What a duck, huh? What a duck, huh? Does he actually say what a duh?
I don't know.
Is already a short word. What you don't have to change it.
Duh, yeah, duh. But that southern, like,
it's accent, you know. Maybe. What a duck.
What a duh.
Yeah.
It doesn't duh a lot.
You got to keep doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? So.
That's why you're not a judge on that show. It's a pretty light show this week, as you can tell by that intro. We're not little bit light. We've still got some interesting topics to cover. We had a busy sneaker week last week, that's for sure. So previously in Kicks is popping off. We're also going to write our own scary stories and see who can spook the rest of the team during Now Spooky Related. And we're going to close the show discussing OGs versus the new school. We'll see what that means a little bit later. But first, Joel!
Viral.
That was like a
alien abduction type.
Yeah. That was like a fire. That was like a candle. Like a tea light candle. Yes, the fire round. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from Mr. Kieran Coyle.
Hey, hello, bruv.
Hello, bruv. Hello.
Hello.
What it da, bruv. He says, do you have a favorite fact about a particular sneaker? This one was an interesting one because we are into the history and the stories a lot. So we kind of wants to know what our favorite is. He says, mine would be the fact that the Converse Chuck Taylor All-Stars have the patch on the medial side because that's where they originally added it when the sneaker was invented, because it was added as padding in case your ankles would hit each other. Yes, that sticker was meant to act as padding for your ankles, just the inside of your ankles. If the outside of your ankles hit something, tough luck.
Oh, well.
Sorry, Chuck.
That's
no luck for you today, Mr. Funny. Taylor. So that's his favorite fact. I'll give you guys a second to think about it. I think that my favorite fact, I've been kind of going back and forth with him. So if neither of you pick my second one, then maybe I'll go back and say that one too. I'm going to go with the Jordan 3 story. I think, MJ was obviously signed with Nike for the Jordan 1 and 2. He was exploring his options after the first 2 years with Jordan Brand, and he was actually considering leaving for the three stripes for Adidas, and Tinker created a shoe. He like consulted him. He asked him what he wanted on the shoe. He went and like did a lot of research, which never happened with MJ before. Ooh. They kind of just made him the shoe, and they're like, here you go, man. And they made him wear it. Uh-huh. So Tinker was asking him questions. He wanted to know what he wanted on it. And then at the meeting where they were going to present the shoe to Mike.
When he was late?
He wasn't even there. He was on the golf course.
Yeah.
So his parents were there. Uh-huh. His mom was there, and she was like, hey, Mike, hello, you gotta like show up, like they're trying to throw a meeting for you. So he shows up like mad late. Tinker reveals the shoe for Michael, and he's like, damn, that's actually pretty fire. Mm-hmm. And they actually listened. Like, he wanted a mid cut, he wanted like cool materials, and they listened to all the things he wanted, and that kind of is what made him stay with Jordan Brand.
Yeah.
And the rest, as we say,
you already know,
is histoire.
Histoire. Okay.
Anyways, what's do you guys think is your favorite fact story? I guess we'll stretch it to story as well, behind a particular sneaker.
My favorite is that I can't talk today. No, but my favorite like fact it. An historic fact is that when they first made the waffle shoe, the outsole was literally constructed from a waffle maker.
Yeah, waffle iron. Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
Like, in his garage. It's
just, they wanted better grip for the running shoe mm-hmm. on the track mm-hmm. and bled out.
And he was like, yo, this is a cool pattern.
Yeah.
And apparently his wife got really mad at him for that too.
Yeah, because yo, you're ruining the waffle maker, dog.
Like, imagine how back in like the 80s or the 70s, I guess. How much a waffle iron? Yeah.
Real talk. And she probably made really good waffles too, you know what I'm saying?
Like, not no more. They all taste like rubber.
I mean, now you're rich though.
Apparently they have that waffle iron on display somewhere.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like the waffle iron.
We got to go see that.
We do. Actually, my parents just got back from Portland. I'm pretty jealous. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. Do you have a story? Joel.
I don't know. I think for me, it'd probably be like, I don't know, maybe like the Tinker Pompidou.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was just sitting, chilling, and, you know, looking at like some glass window kind of
weird ass building.
And he's like, let me design an air bubble.
Yeah.
Like this. Oh,
and you could see through the whole building. Yeah.
So what if like, he was like looking at like
a brick wall?
Yeah. There wouldn't be no Air Max one.
It'd be an Air Max or
brick. It wouldn't be Air Brick, yo. Like,
yeah, brick.
Brick Nike Max 1.
Brick Max.
The heaviest fuck one. They were like,
now that's a fuck.
Everything would be a monarch. Just actually, not even because it's an air not monarch. Even. So it wouldn't even be that.
There's no hair.
Damn. Shout out to the Pompidou Center, real
shout
quick.
Real talk.
Big love to the Centre Pompidou.
Centre.
My second favorite story, I think, is the, I guess now that we're saying it, I'm thinking of a ton of them, but I really like the story behind the Air Max 1, the 6 as well. Mm. How we got the local release first, and then a week later it was supposed to happen globally. Mm-hmm. But there were so many legal issues with the shoe that they had to delay it and then ultimately cancel it. So the shoes were shredded, and then it came out later that the legal issues were because of the CN Tower, because that's a trademarked image. And the 6 is a trademarked slogan by Drake. So they had to, freaking Drake.
They should just resold it in Toronto though.
Okay. Yeah, or something. They ended up hit a bunch at the outlets as well. But yeah, it's a really cool story. And then as I was talking, or as you guys were talking and I was not paying attention, the other really good story I like is the Heineken story as well. How Nike SB just released the Heineken Dunk SBs and they didn't really care. And then Heineken was like, hey, that looks like our label there, buddy.
Yeah.
And they had to pull them off the shelves. So they only released for That's a short crazy. Amount of time.
Mm.
But there's a ton of Nike SB stories like that. Like they did not give an F
in the day. Yeah, right? Sweat?
Yeah. What is that?
That's your logo? Nope, we're taking it.
It's ours now, idiot.
Yo, listen, Nike, you could like take our logo and put it on a shoe, no problem.
I'm just saying. I wouldn't sue just you. Saying. We would not.
Yeah, cool. You could definitely do that.
Please.
Any
honestly,
brand.
Please do. Any, yeah, go
any
ahead.
Brand.
We any dare shoe you. Brand. Do you think? Yeah. Do it. I bet you won't do it. Come on, Adidas. I bet you won't put on a superstar.
Yeah.
Bring it. I bet you won't put our logo on a white and red superstar.
I dare you.
I dare you.
Pussy. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the podcast, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up is the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase.
Cute.
Cute, cuh. Because I had the best and most stories, I'm going to go first this week for...
I respect that.
Yeah, right? I thought so. Okay. I didn't think I needed to justify it, but I'm glad you guys agreed with it.
Yeah.
My pick this week, I think I've picked this sneaker itself several times in this week in Kicks.
Definitely.
But now it's a new colorway, so I'm going to pick it again. It's the Fear of God 1 in Oatmeal.
Ooh, they release, I like those ones.
I do like them as well. They release this weekend, November.
Oh, it's November. Crap.
Radio. Croiky.
November 2nd. And they are, well, the colorway's description is oatmeal, and that's a really good description. It's like a light brown, tan looking shoe. Mm. And it's got like the tonal contrast uppers. It's still got the blue icy 180 air bubble on it, which is a really cool touch. It contrasts the shoe really nicely. And I still really want this shoe. The main problem that I'm having is that retail is $450 Canadian. But
never mind.
A ton of local stores are getting it for the first time. I've never seen, I think maybe it was like Essence or whatever was the only stores getting it. But like Livestock, Capsule, Foot Locker, Exclusity are all getting this one. So hopefully it's a sign of things to come and they'll be more readily available.
Maybe the price tag will be too locally. Much.
Maybe, yeah, maybe they'll sit.
Maybe.
You know?
Good luck.
No, they're not going to sit, for
good
sure.
Good luck. The first Fear of God in Canada? No, these are going to fly. 100%. There's no way. But yeah, if anyone wants to give me a pair for half that price, I'm willing to negotiate and make it a quarter of the price, and we'll have a deal. So these are definitely, like, if I had...
It's cool, man.
If I was willing to spend $450 on these, they would absolutely be a scoop. Because especially for fall, this brown is just butter. But yeah, I guess I'll have to call it a cute because I can't justify that price tag, man.
It's got like a fade to it.
Yeah. It's
like a gradient fade.
It's very nice.
Really nice, man. It's cool. Like, it's, I don't know. Jerry's done a good job with all the color choices.
Yeah.
He's kind of gone the Kanye West route, I think. Mm-hmm. And he's done the same same silhouette in several colors that are all neutral except for a couple bright ones. And then they have all been good looking shoes. Yeah, I'm gonna have to call it cute because I just can't scoop it. Joel, what do you got for us?
My pick is the long anticipated ZX8000 in the aqua.
It's
it's burned! Oh, no,
it returns in November. I got a date for November 16th as a drop.
Ooh.
It's the aqua colorway. It's more of the way that they did it, it's still got like the fuzzy toe cap in the aqua, but it's more of like a day, like it's been sitting in the sun for, it's got that kind of vintage look to it.
Yes. I don't hate it.
Yeah, man, not at all, man. Like the only difference between this and the previous other aquas are probably the green, the eyelets. Mm. That's the one I picked out.
Yeah.
And the tongue, it's got like a color matching aqua, whereas opposed to like a purple.
Yeah.
Purple tab on the tongue. Mm. But other than that, everything else has just got that faded aqua-ish look.
Washed out aqua.
Yeah. But these are super, super cute for me.
Yes.
I've always wanted these from like back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't get them. But yeah, man. So these drop November 16th. Price tag of $140 US.
Not 200 Canadian.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. $180. Which is probably, you know. Yeah. Yeah, man. But these are super, super cute for me.
I was actually just about to say, I'm going to go, going to be out there, line up, pick them up. Sorry, I'm busy that day. We have just kicking it, so I can't make it.
On the 17th.
Yeah.
16th. Isn't it the 16th?
Saturday? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just wanted
to make sure. My bad. I almost committed to something accidentally. yeah, they're a cool shoe. It's a classic. Yeah, like, this is like...
Definitely, yeah.
To me, this shoe is like the red OG Air Max 1 to Adidas.
Yeah.
Like, when I think ZX or a runner, I think of this shoe for Adidas. Super cool. And I'm glad that they did the same thing that Jumpman and Nike seem to do, which is switch it up a little bit.
Just a little.
They're not giving you the exact same thing over and over and over again because it doesn't feel special anymore. So they have to change it so you know what year it's from and all that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Cool shoe. Alvin, do you have a pick?
Sometimes.
How about this times?
Yeah, today's a pretty good one. Yeah.
Nice.
For sure.
Nice.
I was prepared. So
for once,
I know. Damn, sorry. 84 episodes later,
finally got a pick.
So, my pick is a Nike Air Max 1 and Nike Air Huarache crossover pack.
Crazy,
yeah.
The pack.
Wow.
So essentially, what they're doing is they're taking two of Tinker Hatfield's dope ass creations, throwing them into a pack. But not only just the pack, they're also reversing the OG colors that they both came in.
Love it.
So
love
it. The Air Max 1 has the Scream Green colorway. It looks super clean on the Air Max 1, man. Like,
and it's even got like the neoprene tongue.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the separate piece tongue.
Same material on the where the mesh usually is on the toolbox. Like,
yeah.
Super, super clean. And then on the Huarache is the University Red.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
and they've got the mesh on the toe box.
Yeah, like they killed it.
They did a really good job.
Absolutely killed it. These are already released. They dropped October 27th, which, if you're listening to this, was last week.
Yep. Sorry you missed it.
It might still be on shelves, though, but we'll see. I mean, apparently the pack is supposed to come with like a magazine. The boxes are dope, like, and socks. I mean, you already know how socks are important in life. So these are unfortunately dope as fuck, but are cute because
unfortunately they're cool.
because I can't afford that shit. And I'm pretty sure like my size is probably gone because that's just how it rolls.
I can't even find it anywhere locally, if that makes you feel a little bit better.
Yeah,
I don't
think same.
It came out in Canada.
No, it no. Unfortunately did
it's
not.
It's 2019 and we're still saying it didn't come out in Canada.
But that's okay,
but that's
though.
A different thing.
That's more money in my pocket, but these are dope. Like a really, really dope pack. I'm liking what they did.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I'm hoping they do it with some other silhouettes too.
Oh, for sure. I would love to see some crossovers.
Let's hope for that next year, 2020, or even before Christmas. We'll see.
Shout out to the Atmos pack though. They were the first ones to do that.
Facts. Yeah.
Yeah, the threes and the Air Max one.
Yeah, that was dope.
Switcheroony. which one do you prefer between the two?
As much as I love the Air Max one, that Huarache is looking really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love my Huaraches too, though. So.
Yeah, I was never a Huarache guy, but I know that have always been
so
a fan.
So I have a good chunk of them.
Yeah, those Air Max ones are very, 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 very clean. That scream green colorway, like, is just, I feel like you could put that on a fucking piece of poop and it would look good.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I'd probably buy that poop.
That lime green and royal blue is just
it's clean.
So good. Super clean. And the materials, yeah, that's a very cool pack. Mm-hmm. Next up, this week in kicks, now is the part of the show where we review, or where we discuss. I did the same thing last week, I think.
Yeah.
Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers, because I'm new to this. It's my first time. Sorry, guys. only a couple of articles to go through this week. First, John Wall may be bought out by Adidas.
What?
Very interesting. So just a little bit of backstory. In 2018, John Wall signed a 5-year, $25 million endorsement deal with Adidas. So when he originally entered the league, he was with Reebok. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we all remember the Zig Tech. Those were really bad. Then in 2013, he signed with Adidas, which is kind of just staying with Reebok, if you think about it, the same company. And then he went for 2 years after that. He was a free agent. He didn't have a deal. And then he signed back with Adidas in 2018.
Oh, that's right.
So he, in the past couple of years, has missed a ton of time with injuries. So I guess Adidas is just looking to buy him out and they don't want him on the team anymore. Wow. It seems like
could also be his like persona and shit. You know what I mean?
Like it was so weird. Yeah. I honestly didn't even know he was still with Adidas, because after that 2000 and whatever year 2018 deal ended or whatever year it was, I remember working at the Jordan store for the pop-up. And he came in, he was wearing like Jordan 2s. I remember so vividly, he was buying Jordans. Mm. And there was all these rumors that like John Wall's going to leave, John Wall's going to sign with Nike, John Wall's going to sign with Jordan. And that never happened. And I guess maybe it's because Adidas gave him a bag. And he's like, all right, shit, I'll wait another 5 years and just get another $25 million and scoot after that. Mm. But yeah, I didn't even know that like he signed back with Adidas. And I've never heard of a brand like just abandoning one of their partners like that.
But is he's not really doing anything though, like.
Okay, but like I thought that too. I was like, okay, like it could make sense. Like they just want to spend their money elsewhere. But then what about D Rose? D Rose has been this year and like half of last year he was relevant, but for at least 4 years before that he was like crickets. Like where is this guy?
He was still in the league.
And he
though.
Still was in the John Wall's in the league.
Who's he playing with?
He plays on Washington still. Yeah. He's just been injured for a year, but D Rose was injured for several years. He was getting signature shoes while he was injured. Yeah. He probably had shoes he didn't even play with.
That's true. But even last year, though, like John, I didn't really hear anything about
him. He
didn't
play last year. Yeah. He was injured last year, and I think he's still injured right now.
Yeah, so.
I could be wrong. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's the Achilles.
Sucks for that.
Yeah, it was a bad injury, but it's strange. Like, I think it has something to do more with him. Like, he sounds like I feel like he requested it.
For and what,
he's, dude? Because he's just isn't an Adidas guy, clearly. Like, when he got into that deal, he first came into the league, he was with Reebok. And then it was just, I guess, an easy thing to go with Adidas because they're the same company. And then after that, it was like, he's going with Nike, he's going with Jordan. And then all of a sudden, he's back with Adidas. Mm. Like, I'm not really surprised that this is happening because it seemed like it wasn't the best relationship from the beginning. But it's just weird. I've never heard of anything like this happening.
But I feel like Adidas basketball specifically is right now is on, like, on a come up.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean? Like,
completely agree. Young like, right finally, now, they have something other than the D Rose. Because for the longest time, that's all that they had. Or that's all that they publicly were talking about, really. And now, they have like that next level. They have the Don. Mm. They have the Harden. Smarter, they have like a ton of different
stuff.
They're killing it right now.
So it's like, it's weird. Yeah, it's weird, man. It's probably, I don't know.
I feel like it's a him thing. I guess we'll find out if it actually goes through.
We'll update you guys.
We will absolutely update you. Speaking of updates, whew, crazy. Is Big Baller Brand dead? I think this is a rhetorical question because it's obviously a yes. So fresh off BBB selling their merch at a high school volleyball tournament this summer, which we talked about a couple months ago. The website for BBB is now a blank page.
Oh, no.
It only features the BBB logo.
Ooh.
Wait, it gets so much better. This is the best part about it. When you click the logo, it takes you directly to Alan Foster's personal website. If you aren't familiar, Alan Foster is the man who was accused of embezzling $1.5 million from Lonzo Ball. So I guess Alan Foster just hacked the website and was like, all right, this is going to go directly to my personal profile now.
If you want $1.5 million stolen from you, contact me.
Contact Mr. Foster. LeVar says that the brand is fine. What else is LeVar really going to say?
Yo, he's crazy, bro.
He's wild. And since then, he's created a new website, BigBallerBrandInc.com. Not to be confused with BigBallerBrand.com.
All right.
It was actually kind of entertaining because last week when we opened it against the Pelicans,
he was on
Tim and Sid. Like, he did like a pregame.
Yeah.
It was like he was playing. Like, he did like a pregame and they were talking about Big Baller Brand and he said the same thing. Like, no, it's fine. It's going to be great. And it was, it's not going to be fine, man.
It's really not.
It's amazing.
The only reason that might be fine is if he just sells like sweaters and t-shirts and stuff and just banks off the whole that he's a joke. And people buy his stuff as a joke for other people.
Yeah, but if I'm buying a joke, I'm not buying a joke. I can get a joke from Netflix when I watch like Joe Coy or like, you know what I mean?
A joke gift from Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah. Like that. You know what I mean? Like,
doesn't need to be a $70 Big Baller Brand pair of slides. good luck, LeVar. We wish you all the best. Not really. Next up, previously in Kicks, this is a part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. It was a busy week. Busy. So I don't even know what order we're going to. Let's start here. So
let's start here.
Let's start right where I'm pointing right now. Everybody looking? Okay. So Under Armour opened up a new store at the Toronto Eden Center. Very, very, very cool looking store. It's their first brand house in Canada. And it's at the Toronto Eden Center directly beside the Nike store. And that could be a whole episode talking about that just by itself. Good for you, Under Armour.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Do it. They do have like outlets kind of sputtered around Canada, but this is their first like retail brand house is what they call it.
Yeah.
In a mall, regular price items. So good for them. Beautiful store. Go check it out if you're in the area. While we were there, they gave us Curry Sevens. I can't believe this guy's already on the 7, first of all.
Yeah.
Because I remember when the 1 came out, and that thing was the bee's knees. Like, people were going nuts for a new Curry basketball shoe.
They're going ham.
Like, people were going crazy. And now we're on the 7. So, the 7 is, it's very similar to the 6 in silhouette, like the shape.
Yeah.
The main difference is that it has the hover cushioning technology and the Micro G technology. So, Micro G foam is the original cushioning technology they had before hover. Micro G is a little bit more firm, so it gives you like that push off, the stiffness, and then obviously the hover is super soft and cushiony, so it gives you the
absorption.
It's a really good word.
Got you.
Cool shoe though, the first Curry 7 that we got, the underrated,
sexy,
undrafted, you could also call it, because it's just a couple letters, so you can make it whatever you want. November 1st.
Yeah, man.
Yesterday. Friday. When you're listening to this, go buy it right now because it's a good shoe. It's incredibly comfortable. The first colorway is fire. As soon as I opened it, I was like, this is an infrared 90.
Yeah.
I don't know if this was on purpose or not because we've seen brands take hits from other brands in the past, but it's literally infrared. It's that same like pale gray and then the white and the black, the blocking and everything. Exactly like an infrared 90. Really well done. Really comfortable and pretty reasonable. Like, I think it's going to be around 160, 170. So for a performance basketball shoe for one of the best players on the planet, incredibly reasonable.
Yeah.
LeBron James, 245. So
yuck.
After that.
Damn.
Wait, Joel, did you buy any shoes last week?
No.
Did you buy any shoes last week, Alvin?
Did I purchase any?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't buy any shoes.
Unfortunately not.
Alvin, you had a busy night last night. You had a lot of boxes to open.
Yeah.
What happened?
So, was it last? It was last night.
It was last night.
Yesterday, during the day, I was taking care of the kids then. And then it was just after my godson got picked up and the doorbell rang. I was like,
it was Joel.
Did someone forget something? Like, okay, cool, man. It was this gentleman holding a white box, just a plain white box. I was like, okay, cool, dude. He's like, Quincy? I'm like, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, man, Quincy, for sure.
Any name you want.
And then
Marvin? I signed for it. Yeah, that's me.
Shook it a little bit. Definitely a pair of shoes, but it was really light. So I'm like, okay, I don't know. Opened it. I was like, oh, it's a small. So it's like a small box. Cool. I'm like, Kaya, new pair of shoes. She's like, okay, cool. Yeah. And then luckily, like, she was in the mood yesterday to just be, like, do an unboxing. Mm-hmm. And it was the pair of Tom Sachs Mars Yards in like
incredible
toddler sizes, like, bro.
What?
That's like nuts.
She just shit on all of like, us yo, in one day.
Game over.
Like nothing in my. I can't take a picture with you because nothing in my collection.
Like yeah, we will are unworthy now. She's gonna set up her own table at Just Kicking.
Like
it.
She's gonna just the one shoe.
Just her just sitting on the table.
There, kick your feet.
Yeah. And what then, up?
I'm gonna ask her to take a picture with Tong so they can match. At least. Oh, true. At least she can match it, Uncle Tong.
And just say it's you.
Uncle Net Man.
Uncle Tong.
Damn it. But yo, that was crazy. And like, she loved them.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that video on the reaction was like so good. I loved it. Yeah. So cute.
It was both of our first times like actually pulling out that shoe. And like her reaction was like, I was like, okay, cool, dope. Like,
exactly what
you're
going to
be a sneakerhead.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. She did a good job.
And then, was it?
As if that wasn't enough.
As if that wasn't enough. No, hold on. Sorry. First of all, thank you, Nike Toronto.
Ladies. Yes.
Yes, yes.
What? WTF.
Thank you from all of us, because I feel like I benefited from
we
that.
We did.
From yeah. seeing that.
That was crazy.
I personally seriously. Feel like I benefited
from that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then, as if that wasn't enough, our good friends over at Adidas Canada, a.k.a. like Adidas Hooping, hooked us up with some Harden Volume 4s, man.
Some.
I swear. Yeah.
When you have to say some, like, yeah.
I got home. Same thing. I got home yesterday. I can't remember what I was doing.
Was it the same guy? Quincy?
No. It was.
He went around the block. Yeah. He's like, oh, shit. The same album.
So I was already waiting for a package.
Box.
I don't know. I ordered some apparel from, I can't remember from where. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, they sent me a picture. They dropped it off. Done. So I was like, I was already knew that was coming. So I was like, as I was driving into the driveway, I was like, hold on. What's that big ass box?
There's two boxes.
I was like, is there a prank? Oh, like,
a prank. It's probably giving me free shit as a prank. No.
Like a bunch of rotten like poop in there. Like, what's going on? And it's a big box. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, I made Kaya walk because I was like, I had to carry shit in. And I was like, I saw the tape and it was Adidas. I'm like, oh my God. Cause I know when Adidas sends stuff, it's sometimes in a big box and it's just one item. Mm-hmm. Cool. But this one felt heavier, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Didn't feel like a toddler shoe this time.
No, it didn't feel like a toddler shoe this time. So I was like,
the weight differential was quite apparent.
So, walked into the house, closed the door, and then I opened the box. And I was like, whoa, why are there, like, four boxes here? And they all had, like, size 11. I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on? So they sent us four pairs of James Harden's Volume 4 sneaker. Just some cool, you know, little deets.
I think that's Adidas saying that they're sick and tired of you wowing in Kobe's every time, man. Like, they're,
I mean,
like, honestly, yeah, it's time for you to start trying the Harden Volume 4.
I mean, what
take
better
a step
should
back
I try?
Indeed.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? Travel.
Travel to a different place. Yeah.
So, one of the main things that they switched up was this sneaker no longer has Boost in it. They're moving to a cushioning called Light Strike. It's much lighter, so it's going to make the shoe much lighter. And I don't know, from what I could see, it's
light.
It looks fucking dope. And it's super light.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, man.
Super light. Like when I picked up the big box, it didn't feel like there were four pairs of shoes in
and
there.
Boost wasn't necessarily heavy.
Not
to
heavy
begin
at all.
With.
But
so
there was
the fact
weight
that
to
it's
it.
Lighter
weight to
than
it.
That
wow.
is. Yeah.
Yeah. So the three colorways that they sent over. The first one was the barbershop. So that was the one that's predominantly black with, you know, hints of white, blue, and red.
Yep.
He chose this colorway to represent like all the conversations that dudes would have in a barbershop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he had a lot of those apparently when he was younger. Going to the barbershops and stuff. So
he doesn't go anymore to the barbershop.
I mean, clearly, look at his beard, bro.
He's done with that.
He can't even line up the beard, dog. Yeah. Like, come on, bro.
He just remembers going to the barbershop. He doesn't go anymore.
Second colorway they sent us is my personal favorite, and it's the pink lemonade.
That's correct. That's the correct answer.
Super, super dope shoe. Icy soles. How they like just the shade of pink.
Yep.
Yo, the materials that they use too. Fucking. Butter.
Is it like a prime knit or is it what's the is
no
it like
man
a, there's a fuse upper
there's some there's some mesh they really use the prime knit
no
if I can at least on the pink ones
I don't think prime knit is as durable for a basketball shoe so that's not surprising
no probably not and then there's a bunch of details on it that I'll talk about in a bit and then the last color I sent us was the mint greens
mint chocolate chip this looking.
Could mint be being the mint chocolate chip?
My favorite ice cream. I think James knows that. So,
well, I guess we gotta get you a higher off. So essentially, with this line of his sneaker, he wanted to share more of himself, but like in little like details that he had in the shoe. So one of the things that he put was on the collar. He put 106th Street, and this represents like where he grew up in LA,
I didn't know he was from LA.
Yeah, man. And essentially, this is where he fell in love with basketball, like hooping on the streets. He said he would hoop on the streets till the lights turned on because it was so dark outside. I'm like, I feel you, bro.
Sounds familiar.
And then on the other side of the collar, he also put the his freshman dorm like name. I guess each dorm had a name.
Okay.
And that was Hasiampa. Whatever. I'm sorry.
Well, that's definitely not how you pronounce it.
Definitely not. So this represents his journey like through like Arizona State where he had to learn how to become a man because this was his first time away from his family.
And yeah.
He had to essentially fend for himself. And another cool thing is on the back heel, on the midsole, there's like a little hashtag and it reads, go with yo move.
Okay.
And this represents his homie, Big Tony, who fortunately passed away. Big Tony had a huge part in his life. And now this is just him, you know, being able to have Big Tony like around him, whether he's playing ball or whether he's rocking it on the street.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's pretty cool, man. All the background stories. I love the shoe even more now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know we live for the stories and the facts.
Yeah. Yeah, and the shoe itself is dope. Silhouette's dope. It's a low-cut shoe.
Comfy. Fits you well.
I think so.
Yeah. Did you try?
I want to put them on a ball court, though. Shot?
Okay. Yeah.
I want to try them on a ball court. And then we'll see. But like so far, so good. The new cushioning feels good too.
Yeah.
But
sick.
We'll see. I'm old, so.
Yeah, we got lots of stuff to try on the ball court, man. Maybe we just gotta rent out a court to ourselves and.
I'm down.
Try out the Curry 7.
Yeah.
We gotta try out the Harden Volume 4. We got to try out the Big Baller brand, slides. So that's all of that. So last weekend, as I mentioned, this is my mini story, for the pod. So last weekend, my parents went away. They went to Oregon. It was a random vacation spot. Really weird. They went to like the forest and stayed in like a tree house.
Whoa.
Yo, that's dope.
That's cool, man.
It's cool, but that doesn't sound like a vacation to me, man. Like, it's camping, but it's not camping, but it's really close to camping. It was roughing it in the nicest way. So they went to Oregon. They spent time in like the forest for a bunch of time. And they spent the last couple of days, I think 2 or 3 days in Portland, Oregon. Super jealous, obviously, because that's where Nike and actually now Under Armour are headquartered.
Dope.
So we're about to get lunch. I was hanging out with Alvin, actually. Spur of the moment, same thing. Like, just ended up in Niagara for a night with Alvin. And I get a text from my mom, and she's on vacation still. And she's like, do you know what Jordan 1s are coming out today? And I was like, what is this trick question? Like, what is, I don't know how to answer this question. I was like, yeah, I should actually just pull up a conversation. I was like, yeah, why?
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm in line for them right now. And I was like, what? Like, what does that even mean? And she's like, I'm at the Nike store in Portland, waiting in line for them. So she clearly lined up and then asked me, do you know what shoes are? She literally saw a line in front of in front of a Nike store, and she's like, I'm just going to go stand in that right now.
Like, what's this all about?
Yeah, like, clearly I've spoiled my mother. Like, she's tainted. Man. She's ruined now, because she sees a line and she just gets in it. Like, that's all of us. Like, I want to wait in that line too. So she's just like talking to me, and she's like, I'm like, where are you? Like, I was asking, where are you, as in, where in the world are you? And she's like, 75th. And I was like, not what I was asking, but okay. And I was like, all right. And she's like, what size are you? I'm like, 8.5. I said 8.5 to 9.5, because I was like, if she's standing there, like, just pick up whatever. Like, it wouldn't fit me, but whatever. And then, like, an hour later, she's like, oh, I'm at the front. They only have a 10.5. Do you want it? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I mean, you just waited for, like, an hour and a half. Yeah, sure. Just get it. Like, just buy it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And now I have a pair of size 10.5 shattered backboard 3.0s from Portland, Oregon.
Damn.
Where they have no sales tax, apparently.
Wow. Damn.
So it only cost me $160 American flat.
That's crazy, lit, bro.
About $220 or whatever.
Yeah.
Lower than retail here.
That's dope.
So, no excuses for Canadian, by the way.
Thanks, Mama.
Where this markup comes from. But yeah, thanks. That's pretty cool. I'm going to end up. I'm going to resell them, because I don't wear a 10.5. I'll give her some of the cut. I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed to say I'm going to resell a shoe that's two sizes too big for me.
Yo, if it's too big for you, do it.
I paid her for them. I'll buy her some flowers with some of it. And I'll keep the rest. But yeah, if it was my size, I would absolutely keep that shoe, because that's a really cool story. Like, just absolutely random. Yeah. Why are you in line for something you don't even? She's like, can you send me a picture of it? Like, she didn't even know what it looked like.
Oh, man.
She's talking to the people around her, like, she knows what she's talking about. Yeah. She's like, this is not even a long line. Like, back in Toronto, people line up overnight. Like,
she was saying that
to people in line. Like, stop. Like, you're not bragging.
Yo, your mom's is like homies with everybody there.
It's not a brag to say my son lines up overnight for shoes. Like, no one thinks, whoa, it's so cool. Like, stop. You're making it worse. But thank you for the shoes.
You should listen to their podcast.
Starts handing out like business cards. Like,
yo, next time Mama Hopkins goes to Portland, we're giving her like
100%. Next time,
size business cards.
Yeah. If that's her first trip, on the next trip, she's going to end up in the middle of the Michael Jordan building, just because she's like, I had to go to the washroom and this was the closest building. In the middle of Nike headquarters.
Do you know Tinker Hatfield? He wants to take a picture with me.
I know, right?
He wants to take a picture with me. Yeah.
Because my son lines up for shoes.
He said he likes my roast runs.
My roast runs.
Love you, Mom. That's
awesome.
Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM, and we'll let the world know that we goofed. Sorry, let me take a breath. Because this message comes from somebody who we apparently pissed off last week talking shit about the Air Max 90. Troy Alexander. Although we asked, hey Troy, what do you think? I don't think we expected a 4-point 2,000 word essay.
He gave us a highbrow sneakers.
He gave us a reason. I feel ashamed now for not liking.
I like them. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Troy. I'll take it back. I'm sorry.
I'm going to buy them. I'm sorry.
So, give me two. Please, just give me two. So he says about the Air Max 90 remaster. As a purist, I absolutely love it. It's about more than simply being OG. It calls back on its original DNA as a true runner. I think a lot of folks either don't know or don't remember, that the Air Max line was designated for performance. I still have an original Air Max 90 magazine ad kicking around featuring world champion Ironman Mark Allen. Somewhere along the line, it started dirty bulking. I think it was the SB craze had a hand in evolving the silhouette to be chunkier, beyond the inevitable changes from switching production factories, etc., and made it move to more of a lifestyle model. It's heavy, bulky, and some newer Air Max 90s even feel like mid-cuts now. It seems like a little bit of a stretch to me, but I can see where he's going. The new shape is slimmer, sleeker, and lower profile. It's how it should be. Can't wait for the re-release. I think what they'll never be able to fix is the size of the bubble, and that makes me sad.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's from Troy Alexander. Does that change anybody's mind? Because all jokes aside, I still don't like how it looks. Sorry, Troy. If you want to stop listening, I completely understand. But I can't get on board with it. What do you guys think?
I can respect it.
I can definitely respect it. Mm-hmm. I respected it before Troy said anything.
Yeah. But I get why he likes it that way.
For sure. Absolutely.
I just, I'm the same way. Like, I still can't personally, like,
yeah,
get attached to it.
No,
or,
I
like,
can't. I can't do it.
Want to purchase a pair of them?
I think Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know, man.
I think that it progressed into a lifestyle model for a reason, because it's obviously not a running shoe anymore. Yeah. Like, the technology has progressed far away from that. It, yeah. Similar to the Jordan line. Like, yeah. It's the same thing. It's not a basketball sneaker anymore, so they've made some tweaks to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the transition it made sense, and I just don't like how it looks in its original form. I honestly didn't even know they used to look like that. I'm not going to front. Mm. Like, until I, and Alvin showed us last week, I was like, oh, yeah, that's how they look.
Yeah, yeah.
I can definitely see it. It definitely is a lot more sleek and low profile. But I don't know.
But like I said, like I know the purists are going to be all about it.
100%.
100%.
And clearly they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And me being an Air Max 1 kind of guy, it's not really like when the 30th anniversary dropped for me, that was been like, oh, these come so close to the HOAs.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. The shape is nice. Mm. The banana toe's gone. It's like more sleeker, whatever. It's got the bullet nose, whatever.
Yeah.
But now it's, for me, like looking at the Air Max 90, because I'm not really much of a 90 guy, it's more or less like, meh, kind of thing. Like, I do know what he's talking about. Like,
oh, with, for sure.
With it going back to its roots, like making the shape, the original shape.
Yep.
You know, the mudguard being thin on the outside, mm-hmm. whatever. But like, I know what he's talking about with the air bubble too, because back then they had the big air bubble.
Yeah.
It was sort of like a BW kind of thing. But I don't know. For me, it's sort of like a, like I said, I'm more of a one guy, an 87 guy.
Yeah.
And for the 90, it's meh for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think it's wrong to say that it's nicer than the original.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can improve on, like we said last week, you can improve on things. Happens all the time. We're going to talk about it later. But yeah, I just can't do it. Sorry, Troy. Once again,
we're still friends, man.
I really do hope we're still friends. It would be nice.
Love you.
Next up, MD Kovacs lets us know that a marathon is 26.2 miles.
Damn.
We weren't sure how far it was.
I still can't run that.
So he says, I'm not sure what that is in kilometers. We measure distance in freedom. And then he had the American flag.
Wow.
I'm surprised. I'm at Matt wow. Kovacs there. You should have put freedom in quotation marks, because that's up for debate a little bit. And then he's... And he says, JK, the metric system makes so much more sense. You're damn right. I think America and like one other country in the world are the only ones that use the imperial system. Everyone else is metric.
Everyone's metric, yeah.
And for some reason, still.
Oh, word? I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, it's metric is like 90%. Yeah, it's like, I don't want to say it's just states, but it could be just
That's
America.
Crazy.
Because they have to be different. Whatever, guys, we get it. By the way, a marathon is 42.2 kilometers. Just in case anyone wants
that sounds
to know.
Far.
That's even that sounds further than 26 miles. I could do 26 miles in my sleep. 42 kilometers, on the other hand,
damn.
No way.
It's a bigger number, so I can't do it.
Exactly. Exactly. 100 kilometers an hour or 60 miles an hour. 60. I'll go 60 miles in a school zone. 100 kilometers, I'm like friggin' a race car. You're crazy. Stupid imperial system. And then finally, actually second finally, Kieran Coyle. He's back for the second time in this episode.
Hello,
look at him.
Brav.
He says, keep up the great work, guys. My newborn Walter is now 5 weeks old, and you got me through a lot of middle of the night bottle feeds. We're going to watch this kid grow up, because this podcast is going to go to episode 1,000.
Wait, when are we going to the baptism? Because I thought we were the godfathers.
I thought we were the grandparents. I don't know. It's a weird relationship. But yeah, if we get that invite, we'll like maybe FaceTime over or something. For baptism. Please, I would love if he sent us an invite. That would be the most hilarious. If you're listening to this, DM us and send us an invite to the baptism. Even if your kid's not being baptized, just send us something.
Just FaceTime us one time, dog.
Yeah, one time real quick.
I want to meet my godson.
Exactly. You're keeping us from our godchild. Like, that's... I think that's illegal someplace.
It's illegal.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? Terrible parent. And then finally, so last week we sent out an Instagram poll asking, because last week we talked about how much it would take for us to sell our entire sneaker collection.
Yeah.
So we asked our Instagram poll, I can't even find it, how much would it take for you to sell your entire collection? So we got some mixed results. Last week we talked about being realistic with it. as opposed to just like $1 trillion. Mm. So some people did give realistic answers. So somebody said 50K, but I'll be back. So you can't no, do but that.
This was like, no, yeah, you're gone. You're out of the game.
That's the problem. I think people have a hard time with the you can't come back part. Mm. A lot of people were willing to say, I'll give this much to sell it. Mm-hmm. That's the easy number.
Yeah.
You know, literally just go one by one and mm-hmm. you pick out how much to give. Yeah. No, it's not coming back. So somebody else said 300K. That's pretty reasonable. Mm-hmm. JM Janner, good friend of the show, 500K. I think that was bridging on where we were like, I don't know, it's pretty close.
Yeah.
Mr. Q-Mart said 7 figures. Thanks for contributing there, buddy.
No worries, man. I had to reinstate that shit.
Kanotsky said, nah, I could never sell my entire collection. He said I could maybe sell my entire collection, but leaving the game is impossible.
Yes.
So yeah, like a lot of people said, Sneaker Closet, not about the money, never was, so there would have to be a lot of commas.
Facts.
Yep.
I read it as there would have to be a lot of comas. I was like, someone have to put him into a coma to be able to get it. That's not what he meant. And then somebody else said enough to set me up for life, which is, essentially
7 figures, man.
Essentially what we were going for, I think.
Yo, 6 figures does not set you up for life. I'm telling you right now.
Nah.
I need a lot of figures. That's a good song. Who sings that song? Figures. Is it, I don't know.
Figures?
Figures. I don't know who sings that song. It's a good song, though. I'll figure it out. I'll it next week, and I'll play it on the...
Figure it out.
Figures?
It's called Figures. It figures. I'll show you guys after.
Sing it to me right now.
I'm not going to sing it right now, because I literally only know the word... It's really old. It figures is the only lyric that I know.
I think
it's... Isn't it ironic? Isn't that ironic? Song. That's the song. You know what? It figures.
Isn't it ironic?
No, that's not the song. Never mind. I don't know what it is. Okay, we'll figure it out later.
It
figures. Is that it?
Yeah. Okay. Isn't it ironic?
Yeah. That's a good ass song, man. The writing in that song is
Isn't
really
that Alanis Morissette?
I don't know. We'll figure it out on a different... We'll figure it out on a different podcast. Because this is not about early 2000s. Pop songs.
Now it is.
Now apparently we're doing true to early 2000s pop songs. Next up is thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. This week's topic is extra insoles. Alvin.
Up.
Joel.
Way up.
Down for me. Next up, this is going to be the best part of the show, I promise you. Next up, we have NSR. But this month, NSR has been a little bit different. Let me get into a little bit of a different tone here.
Ooh, I'm so scared. You stopped that girl.
NSR has been a little bit different this month, everybody. Mm. Because this month, NSR stands for Now Spooky Related. For the whole month of October.
Nice. Super spooky.
It's been 4 episodes and I've been saying the same thing.
Man. I just included.
Not paying attention?
Jeez. Now, spooky related.
Exactly. So instead of 30 seconds of not sneaker related, we're going to do this week our own scary stories. We're each going to tell our own made up, hopefully not true at all, scary stories.
Might be
and
some truth, bro.
We're going to ask our listeners to let us know whose scary story was the spookiest. And that person is going to get absolutely nothing. Who wants to, who wants to go first? Alvin can go first.
All right. So, may or may not be true.
Oh, boy.
A little bit true. Okay. It's kind of scary. I don't want to recall this, but I guess I have to. So when I was younger, we used to have family friends that lived in Toronto. But it was like a really, really... So we would always get together because those were like my dad's and my mom's like really close friends in the Phils. So these guys are like my cousins, basically, because everyone's my cousin. But their house in Toronto was like really fucking creepy, man. Like it was really old.
Yeah.
All the stairs creaked. Like, it was an old-fashioned, like, home, man. And even the basement was really creepy because, like, the ceilings were low. It was just weird. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, one day, as we're, like, chilling as a family.
Your eyes are watering up a little bit.
Yo, it's scary as fuck, dog.
goosebumps.
These are supposed to be not real, man. I have nightmares.
May or may not be real. I might be making some up. Might not. I don't know.
This is a good setup if it's
not real. So we were chilling, and our oldest cousin, or like our oldest like family friend, was like, yo, I got a Ouija board.
Oh no. No thanks.
Bro, it's the scariest fucking. Aside from the fucking hands trying to grab my feet, this was probably like one of the invisible person chasing me in Banff. Like, this was fucking scary as shit.
So all of them are.
So we decided to like, you know, do our thing, ask questions. One of my questions was like, are you good? I was young as fuck. Are you good? You know what I mean? Because I'm not trying to get fucking like.
Are you good?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How was your day?
And
good,
you want a donut?
From what I recall, it went to yes. Whoa. From what I recall,
that's good.
But it was just weird, man. Because like when that, I can't remember what it's called. That the
thing that points,
the thing that the goes pointer around, thing. I forget what it's
that
called.
Moves.
Yeah.
Like literally, all our fingertips were on it, but it was moving. Like it would be hard for you to move it on your own with your fingertip on like that.
Oh,
Like especially like in a specific direction.
Yeah.
So
and you'd feel if somebody was pulling it.
Like yeah, or pushing there. Or whatever. But like, yeah, so that happened. But like, anytime afterwards when we came back, like we closed off the session and all that good shit. But afterwards, when we came back, like the next fam jam, our cousin that lived there was like, yo, I went to the washroom one night. And you know when like you're washing hands and you're looking down?
Yeah. Oh God, I hate the mirror.
And there's a mirror.
I hate the mirror.
So he told us, he's like, yo, after we did that, like I was one night, I was like really late. Like I woke up from bed, I had to take a piss. I'm like, dope. I'm like, so do I. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I was washing my hands and you know, I'm looking down, whatever. I look up and there's an old man behind me. I'm like, bro, hold on. What? He's like, yeah. Like it's I don't know, man. Like, I literally, like, turned off the water, ran to my room, and I went back to bed. And I was like, did you sleep?
He's back
like,
no. Back to your room. I'm going out of the house. Yeah, I'm going to a different country.
Like, so anytime after that, like, yo, real talk, I didn't wash my hands.
That's the real scary part.
Honestly, no, I did. But anytime after that, there was, like, always an eerie feeling. Because, like, now it's in the back of your head. So you're always, like, I never looked in the mirror. Or, like, if I washed my hands, I would keep my head down, and if I was done, I would still keep my head down because I didn't want to look in that mirror because I didn't want to see that.
That's always the scariest part.
And I was like, bro, I was like, that's like horror movie, crazy shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't been back since. So I think they moved.
They still. I was gonna say.
I hope that they moved.
Don't even see that cousin anymore.
I know my cousin moves. Yeah. I know my cousin moved. I know he's good. Shout out to Ian. He has his own like gym now. Fucking Jack.
Yeah, that's why he's like, try me again, old man.
Shout out to Ian. Check him out at Strength in New Downtown.
Oh, this was an ad. Okay.
I mean, he's tall as fuck. If you need a bouncer, he's.
Is there any mirrors?
Is there mirrors?
No,
in the gym?
I think there's no mirrors in the gym.
Mirrorless gym.
Fuck that shit. You don't need to see your shit. You want to look in front, lift weights, and see an old man behind you? Hell no. But yeah, no, that was crazy, man. Like. Yeah, I know. And this is a big dude. He's like 6'3". He's like the biggest Filipino I know.
Holy smokes, man.
He's a big dude and he's jacked. And for him to tell me that he was scared.
He must have been scared.
I was like, dog, if he's scared, I'm fucking frightened.
If
like,
he's
I'm
scared,
running.
I'm dead.
Yeah, I know.
Like, are you crazy? You know what I mean? So that was my spooky story for the day.
That's messed up, man.
I'll go next. So I can kind of, I want to calm myself down a little bit after that.
Let me put on my seatbelt.
Now I feel there's too much pressure. Mine is not true, or is it? It's not. So, there's this guy, just a regular old guy, works at like Foot Locker or whatever, lives in Milton.
Shit is real.
No big deal.
Fuck off. He doesn't live in Milton, man.
He doesn't live in Milton. He lives in Mississauga. Sorry.
Okay, good.
Oh shit. Yeah, that's cool. Fuck,
he lives like kind of near square one, but not too.
Oh shit.
There's this guy, he doesn't live near anything. Regular guy doing his thing, and all of a sudden he has a couple siblings. One of his brothers dies like out of nowhere.
Whoa.
No health problems, nothing, like doctors couldn't find anything wrong with him, like it was a mystery. He just passed away overnight. No one knows what happened. So this guy wasn't married, but he lived by himself in his house, this old house in Toronto, actually downtown. I think it might be near the house that you were talking about.
Probably same house.
Maybe the same house. And the guy has a dog, like he has like a house, so he has to go clear out the house because they have to sell it. They have to get rid of it. So he goes. He's the only one there. He's like, what am I going to do with this dog? Like,
yeah,
I have to do something. So he's like, all right, I'm going to sleep in the house. And then I'll just leave tomorrow when we're done cleaning. And then we're done. I'll take the dog. We'll get it adopted. Something like that. So, ooh, the music just got scarier. Scaring myself now. So, night's done. He's done cleaning. He's like, I'm going to turn in for bed. This music is kind of tripping me out a little bit. Yeah. I'm going to turn in for bed. Jumps into bed. Dog jumps on the bed, too. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with this dog? Like, keeps jumping on the bed. Like, why is it sleeping on the bed? Do people let their dog sleep on the bed? I don't know. Okay, maybe that's what. So this
guy, depending on the dog.
Okay, yeah. So this guy was letting the dog. Obviously, the guy, the brother, was letting the dog sleep on the bed every night. He's like, "All right, you can sleep on the bed, whatever. Your owner just died. Give you a break for tonight. But you adopted in the morning." Mm. Goes to sleep. Whatever. Falls asleep eventually. Wakes up because the dog's kind of like rustling at his feet.
Has to pee. And
maybe he has to pee. Maybe. So he wakes up in the middle of the night. Dog's rustling at his feet, and he kind of feels something in the room. You know, like. This is the same house the brother died in, like really weird, unexpectedly. Like it's just he gets a weird feeling. He's like, ugh. You don't get like that shiver in the back in your back. He's like, I have to pee. There we go. Shiver. He's like, I have to pee. Goes over to the washroom, taking a pee, sitting on the toilet. This old ass house, like rickety, like you said, like just disgusting, like gross. Like why did this guy live there? Leaky faucet, like it's just like dripping, drip, drip, drip. He's like, all right, gonna fix the faucet in the morning too, eventually, because this place is a dump. Goes back. To his bed, gets in bed, goes to sleep. Gets woken up again by the dog rustling, and again, like, feels a presence in the room.
Yeah.
He's like, he can feel the dog at his feet, like, moving around. He's like, what the fuck is that? Like, why does the dog keep moving? Sees nothing, feels nothing. But just like, you know, you get, like, that chill in your back. He's like,
oh, I thought you were going to say it wasn't the dog. No.
He gets that weird feeling. Goes into the washroom again. He's like, fuck, I'm just going to go pee again. You know, drain the vein. Mm-hmm. Relax. Sits on the toilet, doing his thing. And, like, the faucet in the shower is dripping more now. He's like, why is it dripping so much? Like, it was dripping, like, drip, drip. And now it's dripping like this. This sound, like.
Oh, the one in the background music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, drip, 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 like, fast. Yeah. He's like, okay, that's weird. I'm going to go take a look.
Yeah.
Opens the curtain. The dog is hanging there. And it's the blood from the dog dripping.
Oh, Wee. Shit.
What was in the bed waking him up?
That is it. Oh, man.
That's my story.
But what was in the bed, though?
What was in
but the bed? But he didn't see the dog then? Like, if you're going out to pee, you're going to open your eyes a little bit and you're going to see if the dog is there.
There's a curtain. Oh, in the bed.
In the bed. If the dog's by your foot, you feel it.
What was it?
Yo, fam, that's a mess up thing, though.
Crazy. All right, Joel.
Okay, so.
Bring us your scary story.
All right, so I came across this one story, right?
Ooh.
And then, like, one of my homies was telling me this story. And what it is there's this guy. He's walking home from work. He just worked the late shift. So he's walking home, and in order for him to go home, he's got to cross a cemetery.
Oh, hell.
So he's walking.
Take the long way home, bro.
I'm moving.
So he's got his arms tucked in his jacket, whatever. He's walking. He's like, fuck, man, I gotta walk through the cemetery. So he's walking through the cemetery. And then from behind him, here's like a doop, doop, doop.
Footsteps.
From behind him. And he looks back. And then he's like, he didn't see nothing. So he keeps walking. He picks up the pace. And here's doop, doop, doop.
Oh my!
From behind
God,
him, he looks back again.
Yeah, I know how he feels still.
And then he's like, "Shit! It's a coffin! It's just bouncing like towards him."
What?
So he's running. So he's running, 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 running. And then he cuts one corner, and then he sees like he looks down on the ground. He sees a rock. He picks up the rock. He whips it at the coffin. Poof! It just breaks. Just shatters. And the coffin is still bouncing towards him. Poof, 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 poof. So he's running home, and then he cuts through another. It cuts through, like, you know, in between houses.
Just go straight home.
So then he cuts, right, in between houses. So then he sees, like, a rake. So he picks up the rake. He whips it at the coffin. And it breaks in half. The coffin's still coming towards him. So then he runs into his house. And then, like, as soon as he gets upstairs, like, he's trapped because the coffin, like, bounces into the house. And then he's, like, in the bathroom. And then he picks up cough medicine. And he throws the cough medicine. It shatters all over the coffin. And then the coffin stopped. Because of the cough syrup. Cough syrup. the coughing stop.
Oh God! I was so ready for like a huge climax.
There's a vampire and he bit his neck and now he's in the coffin. But no, the vampire just took the cough syrup and got like made some scissor.
Let us know whose scary story was the best. Was it Alvin and the Ouija board? Was it me and the dog? Or was it Joel and the coffin? Next up is promos. Can't get over that ending. I'm so mad. Next up is promos. So first, as we mentioned earlier in the show, November 16th, Just Kicking It 2.0 Scatting Court Community Center in Toronto from 12 to 6, held by Flippin' Laces, our very good friend and former visitor on the show.
He's coming back, though.
He is coming back. Yeah, we got to have him back very, very soon. Christian, hit us up. It is a regular buy-sell trade expo. Your typical, you know, nothing special about that. Ooh. However, there is going to be a sneaker display showdown featuring the top collectors in the city. Ooh. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for even 1 week, you know that the trophy has actually just landed. We got the tracking last week after the episode. It has landed at the expo. So it's being delivered to the Scatting Court Community Center with our name on it. All we have to do is show up and pick it up. So don't expect an elaborate display from us because we already know that we won. However, if you want to see elaborate displays from other people, definitely be sure to show up because we know that they're going to put on like crazy. Like it says, top collectors in the city, they mean that. They literally, they got like everybody.
If you know the top collectors... And I hope you do, because if you don't, you're missing out.
They got everybody. But I don't want to spoil it.
No.
Hardy Girl.
Please.
Lays.
Everybody.
Like everybody.
I don't want to spoil Ink and Money.
Ink and Money.
J-Steez. I don't want to spoil J. Steez. Net Mag. Pardon you? Crazy.
Crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
Ahmad. John Rat. Oh, my God. Man. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Some of these people are collaborating.
Oh, my God. We actually agreed. Here. Remember, we agreed to collaborate with Hardy Girl, so...
Yeah. Yeah, and Phil and
and anybody,
like everybody,
anybody who will have us really. But yeah, if you're interested, make sure to hit up Christian on Instagram or the Just Kicking It Instagram. It's gonna be such a fun time.
Come through, yo!
Like I cannot wait.
We're gonna have our merch.
Yeah, we're gonna have our merch. Yeah,
man. If you missed out,
a minor restock of some of the shoe haul, two haul merchandise. Yeah. So if you missed out, you need a cap or a tee or a pin or some stickers, or you just want to come say what up.
Just come say what up, man.
Please come by.
It's gonna be a crazy event.
It's gonna be so fun. It's been a long time since we've displayed, man.
Yeah.
Might be a little rusty. I doubt it. Nope. And next, about a month after that, 28 days following that, the Ultimate Sneaker Show will be going down at the Enercare Center, one of the biggest venues in the city, held by Soul Exchange Canada. That is Saturday, December 14th from 12 to 6 as well. Mm-hmm. So typical buy-sell trade, but they're also going to have a trading pit, a food court, and a sporting zone.
And a sporting zone.
Clutch.
Straight back and forth all day. Like just a
trying to eat and then lose weight and then eat again.
Eat basketball, and hopefully there's a nap zone beside the sporting zone. Maybe like a sit zone.
Maybe I'll try to trade some stuff.
Maybe we'll bring stuff to trade.
Yeah.
You know.
That'd be cool. I want to see what's good.
Maybe we'll play ball for shoes. Bring it. Hit me up. Yeah. I'll play 21 for sneakers. Let's go. oh God, what did we just...
I didn't say that. That was Lauren.
Lauren said that.
Yeah. What did Alvin just get himself into? If you're interested, early bird vendor tables are on sale now. It's $125 each or $100 if you purchase multiples. Just purchase multiples, to be honest. Like two tables is $200. Like that's just baby money. If you're going to sell 10 pairs of shoes, your money's already made.
Yep.
Hope to see you guys at both. I'll be the one cheering on Alvin in the 21 contest. So next up, the main discussion. So as I alluded to earlier, we're going to do OG versus new school. Mm-hmm. So this is inspired by DOS, two different things. First of all, the Troy Alexander discussion that we had earlier.
Yeah.
I think we decided that it's okay if the newer one is nicer. Mm-hmm. Of course, there will be some debate, but it's okay if you think even that the newer one is nicer than the original. You don't have to just because it's the original. It doesn't have to be nicer. Mm. It's not just a given thing. Mm. And also, so did you guys watch the Raptor game last night?
Yeah.
Saw the jerseys they were wearing in the court.
Yep.
the Dino jersey, the white Dino jersey. Crazy classic. Yeah. I was listening to sports radio today. Mm-hmm. Apparently people don't like that jersey.
Are you stupid?
I didn't know.
But that back then, yeah.
But still.
Even now?
Yeah. Like back then, it was like kind of like stupid. A joke a little bit. Yeah. Because it was like, this is a cartoon on jersey.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And now it's kind of grown on people and nostalgic. There's still people who think it's like a terrible jersey.
I mean, I respect that. I definitely get it.
I don't.
But you're stupid as fuck.
I don't know. I can't agree at all. But I didn't know that people don't like it. So it's kind of inspired by that, too. Like, that's the OG. That's what you started in, was the Dino jersey. And some people think that, like, we've come a long way since those jerseys. Like, we've had that one.
I'm mad when they changed that.
We've had the Dino. We've had the Vince jersey with purple on the front and the black on the back. Yeah. We went into, like, the red. And now we have, like, the North editions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess the first question, what's your guys' favorite jersey? Like, Raptor jersey, specifically.
Purple.
OG. Purple Dino?
Yeah,
yeah, purple the away. World. Yeah, the purple
Dino.
As much as white looks dope too, the purple just like that contrast
hits it out of the park, yo.
With the pinstripe?
Yeah.
So you think that OG they did it right?
Oh, they did it perfect. Yeah. Bro. Like, yo, that pinstripe era, dog.
I know, man.
I was the same way, but I also had a little bit longer to think about it, so I have time to question myself. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, in my mind, the VC jersey is, like we said, that purple on the front, black on the back.
Black on the back,
like, that's the VC jersey in my mind, Vince Carter jersey.
Yeah.
And then you go a little bit further, a lot further, the game that they clinched the title in, they're wearing the red North jersey.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't mean anything. That means a lot. Like, it didn't get a huge reception when it was introduced, but now it means a lot more. That was the jersey they were wearing.
I'm just thinking about it like aesthetic. I'm not thinking about story yet.
Okay. Because it's still so fresh.
But again, if we're thinking about story, bro, we started in that shit. Mm-hmm. Damon Stoudemire wore that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eric Montrose.
Yeah.
Popeye Jones. Like, I keep listing shit, but like, that's where we started. That's like home. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I get the North. The VC thing, aesthetically, I hated that jersey.
It's very basic.
So fucking plain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He did win a dunk competition in it, though.
Yep.
Like story wise, like, that jersey was dope as fuck. Crazy. Aesthetically,
yeah.
I was not a fan of it.
Super plain block leather, yeah. Like the varsity font or whatever.
Yeah, like it looked like a penny. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I could have made that shit.
Yeah.
That's why I love the Dinosaur one though.
Yeah. It's so different.
And just how they made that Raptor with the jersey.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, dribbling the ball with
crazy,
the claw,
bro.
And like the pinstripes, but they're like barbed wire.
I
think I agree with you. I just obviously had to play devil's advocate because I
no, but like, think obviously, like we say with sneakers, you know, story makes a difference. You
it
know
does.
What I mean? Like,
and in 5 years, it may change. In 5 years, I can definitely see myself wanting to go back and find that red North jersey. 100%. Because it's like, that's the one that they won. And then your mind, every time you see that clip or every time you replay it in your mind of them winning, like Steph, that full court heave, he misses it. Kyle Lowry catches the ball. They're wearing the red North jersey.
Yeah. I want that jersey.
Yeah. Like,
bruh. No, for sure. They're going to re-release it as a championship edition.
Oh, 100%.
They're
going to
pay like double the price.
It's going to be like a Mitchell and Ness like premium, like something stupid.
But I don't care. I want it. Just like the purple Vince Raptor one. Like, I want that shit.
Same thing.
I
mean? Like, apparently, just a quick side note on that jersey, like the purple and the white Dino, specifically, I guess, for the season, the white, because they never really brought back the purple. It was like 10 years or 5 years ago they brought back the purple. Apparently in the States, like worldwide, the Toronto Dino jersey is one of the most popular jerseys for Mitchell and Ness.
It's amazing.
Like worldwide, like that's one of their best jerseys. So I guess when it was starting to come back, everyone was doing like the rewind, like the Vancouver Grizzlies jersey is coming back.
Oh, that Grizzlies. Yeah.
Like they're doing a bunch of cool like throwbacks. And it's apparently Nike was like, Toronto, you're doing the white Dino. Like, it's not a question. Because they saw how much Mitchell and Ness was making off of it. And they're like, hey, we're capitalizing. We're getting some back from Mitchell and Ness.
Yeah.
That's the rumor. Be curious to see or to know. But it would make sense because I have a Mitchell and Ness, like, Raptor one. Yeah. Like, that was the only way to get it.
Yeah.
And they're so cool.
They're amazing.
So staying on that same topic really quickly, what about basketball itself? So I don't want to say originally, but even if you jump back 20 years, 25 years, whatever, it was a lot tougher. There was a lot less finesse. It was just like a ground and pound, like big men actually mattered. No one was shooting threes. And now it's like finesse. There's touch fouls. There's no hand checking.
Yeah.
people are jacking up threes from 40 feet away. Like, what did you guys prefer between those two? The OG as like the tougher side, or now where it's like finesse, a little bit softer? What do you think?
I like as much as I don't want to say it, but I like how it is now.
Yeah.
It's a more fast paced game.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually see the skills a little bit more. Back then, like you said, it was more, you can't come in the paint kind of thing, or else you're going to get hacked. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
You got to earn your points.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like how it is now. Like more, it's more for, as a fan in the stands, it's more like, it's more pleasing to
yeah.
watch.
Yeah.
To watch. Yeah.
What do you think, Alvin?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Cause man. It can, I feel like, it can get frustrating at times in the current NBA.
I feel like mans are too soft.
Oh yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
You get a fucking like finger tap on your shoulder. You're like, oh my God, flagrant. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. And I feel like back in the day when it was a bit rougher, if you could cross someone up and then get into the paint, that showed your skill. Like, yo, Timmy Hardaway, fucking Allen Iverson. Anyone who was a guard and can cross mans up and get into the paint like that. Like, I find that like it was harder to cross people up back in the day because they were allowed to fucking do so much stupid shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas now, if you're Steph Curry, you're just going through the whole team. Because they can't touch you, if they touch your arm, you're done, like it's a foul.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, I get it. Like, you definitely see more of it, but like your skill gets put to more of a test, like back in the day.
Tougher.
Yeah. I would prefer like some in the middle where like mans weren't such pussies.
But also mans weren't getting punched in the face.
But and also injured. Like, obviously like they obviously wanted to like, you know, lessen the injuries and.
Yeah.
All the other stuff, which I totally get, because obviously you want to prolong these players' careers.
Yep.
But at the same time, like, fuck, man. Just play, bro. Like, when you hear the whistle, that's when you stop playing. Don't fucking whine about shit. If you don't hear a whistle, like, fuck it. Run back on defense. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, so originally I definitely agreed with Joel. Like, when I wrote this out, I was like, I feel like to me it's more entertaining to watch it because the skills are on display. Like to watch somebody just jack up a three from so far away and it doesn't even touch the rim. Like it's crazy.
It's dope.
Like people are dropping all over the place. Like you see Fred VanVleet drop Fultz last night. Fultz, I was like, I love this shit. Like it's crazy. You see Kyrie doing some dumb shit like Euroing past nine people. It's crazy. But you're right in the sense that it takes a lot more skill to do similar stuff in a tougher league because if you're able to do the same thing, you were obviously hit five times on your way to the basket where Kyrie goes untouched.
Like, I equate it to like street ball. Like when I used to play ball on the street compared to when I used to play like in a league. You know what I mean? Like half the shit you would call in that league don't get called in street ball.
Nothing gets called in street ball.
You know what I mean? Like, and if you call that many fouls in street ball, you're a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
So it's just like, where did I improve? I improved on the during street ball because it's like, when I get those fouls and I can't call them because I don't want to get pulled a pussy.
Yeah,
like,
no. 100%.
It's just like, I don't give a fuck what the ref calls because I just keep playing on. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I equate it to. But at the same time, it's just like, I get it. Like, you definitely, but that's like, so many more threes are being jacked up now too.
Yeah.
Right? I was listening to like, I was watching the Clippers game and Chauncey was like, well, yeah, they get like 50 threes, whereas before it's like, you only get like, how many threes in a game?
They actually, they said it during the Raptor game last night that in the opening game, because it was like the whole 25 to rewind, in the first game ever for the Raptors, they shot 14 threes. In the opening quarter of last night, they shot 13 threes. That tells you a lot about how
it's changed. Which is dope.
Yeah, I mean.
Which is dope. I take that.
If I had to pick one, because I don't want to do us any sitting on the fence here, I think I'm still going to stick with Joel and do the whole new NBA, but I definitely see where you're coming from with that.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, that's tough now that you think about it like that. You're very right.
Yeah.
So next up, Jordan 1s. So Jordan 1s, when they came out, a little bit more high cut. Actually, considerably more high cut. Different shape on the toe. Just different overall shape. And then every time it's retroed, it's honestly changed like 12 different times.
Yeah.
But if we go through its phases, we got like the original high cut, thinner collar. Like it just looks like it hugs your heel or so your ankle more just because it was meant to be a performance shoe at one point. And then you kind of get the 01 retros where they got to look significantly lower. The shape is different. There's more space in the ankle. The leather is shinier, I find. And then you go to the more recent retros in like 2010 ish, where it was like not patent leather, like plastic leather, like synthetic-y.
Oh, yeah.
they had the Jumpman on the heel, and it wasn't just plain. It had Jumpman on the tongue, and now we're into, like, I guess we'll call it the shattered backboard era, really, which is what kicked it off with the soft leather. Still not quite as high cut. Shape's a little bit different, but the main focus now is just leather quality is all anybody really cares about. What do you guys think? Like, what's your favorite era for Jordan 1s? Are the OGs better than they are now, or... Because I don't know. I'll go ahead. I'll go. Like, as appealing as the Jordan 1 1985 is to look at now, I feel like most of my appeal comes from the way that they've aged.
Yeah.
Because you can't look at a picture of it from 1985 the same way as you can the same shoe 30 years later. It's going to look different.
Yeah.
So the patina on it, because you know it's an 85, is like insane. Like, it looks so cool.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was completely white and crispy and, like, perfect, if I would think of it the same. Like, it's almost a little bit too high where I wouldn't want to wear it as much, just because it's that the half an inch, whatever it is, quarter inch, just gives it so, it's such a difference. And I'm really happy with where they are now. And maybe it's just speaking from ignorance because I've never owned 85s or 01s or 94s or whatever. But I think that what they're doing now is, like, it's fine with me. Like, I'm really happy with it. So I think, yeah, they've improved on it over, it's been 30 years, and I think that they're better now. What do you guys think?
I mean, I feel like if they kept it that same height, it would cut into your, like, it's comfort, comfort-wise.
It's quite high. It's
definitely not there. Like, it, like, in terms of where that is, because it would cut in, like, when you're driving, it would cut into, like, your calf-ish area.
For sure. It's not lifestyle when it's that height.
Because it's not comfy. Yeah. So, I mean, definitely I get that. But I would agree, like, what they're banging out now is, like, I'm good with it. Aside from the shattered backboard 3.0s.
That's an anomaly.
Aside from those and, like, the other ones, the ones that are just, like, shiny patent leather, like the...
Yeah.
Those high-end ones that weren't really high-end.
Oh, yeah.
Aside from those, like, what they've been releasing is pretty good. Like, I don't mind that wrinkled, pre-wrinkled leather or
whatever they're describing it as. Yeah.
I don't mind it. Like, the Royals, the most recent Royals that came out with that kind of leather, I was like, I was good with that.
Fantastic. Yeah. They're so soft. I mean? Like, I'm really happy with them.
So, I'm good with it. I'm good with the height. I'm good with whatever extra they're putting. It still looks like a one at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And if you're really going to be picky and be like, oh, that's just a dinner, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Yo, like, do you, bro. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm good with it. I'm good with the ones right now.
What do you think, Joel?
I'm pretty much in the same boat. I never really had a really high Jordan 1.
Yeah.
Like, the ones that I still have right now are the Bands. Mm. And they're more of a mid-cut for me. And I don't know. I guess that I'm just more aesthetically appealed to the mid cut, more or less to the high cut or whatnot, right? But I don't know. Like, I guess with the whole tumbled leather and the whole patent leather, the way that they're messing around with all these materials, I guess it's all right. It's all right. It's not my cup of tea.
Super diplomatic response.
But I guess whatever it sells, man, and it's the resale on them is just ridiculous right now. And any kind of Jordan 1s that have dropped, like, in the past 5 years.
Yeah.
So, they're doing, I guess they're still causing that.
Yeah.
But, like, that, if you're, I compared the other day, I was looking at my, I think it was the Shadows from 2013.
Yeah, 2013, I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah, Shadows from 2013, and I was looking at the mids, the New Love mids that recently came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. There isn't much of a height difference.
No, right?
No.
Yeah.
Which
it's crazy how much that makes a difference, though, right?
Yeah.
I love the mids, though.
Yeah, I've never been a mid
guy. They're easier to put on, just slide on, just because, like, it's not as high, so you don't get that, like, you know when you put them on and then it kind of wrinkles because, like, it squishes?
Yeah.
You don't get that. It still happens, but you don't get it as much.
But that's why I got rid of, like it did get the recent black and reds. I think it's 2012. 2013,
Or something like that.
But the higher cut, and then I had worn them a couple times, and like you said, it did squish at the back, and I'm like, yo, why is it doing this? Like, you know what I mean? And I had to, like, sell them because I just wasn't happy with the way the heel counter. It's supposed to stay, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you flex your leg or whatever, it's not supposed to, like, wrinkle and, like, you know,
that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not at all. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, this
Whack.
Yeah, I think that the Jordan 1s they're putting out now are the best that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that if they ever did a proper re-retro of a Jordan 1 from 1985, I would still be out there. I'd mm-hmm. still want it.
I'm copying that for sure.
100%. Dog. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I just don't think that it would aesthetically look as nice with the way that I dress as the mm-hmm. ones are doing now.
Mm-hmm.
What about SBs? So when SBs were in their prime,
mm-hmm.
they were stuffed tongues.
Like yay.
Very stuffed tongues, crazy colors, and now we've got next to no stuffing in the tongues. If you bought a recent SB, you know,
yeah.
like the highs is just there's no stuffing at all, just a regular tongue, and the lows, it's like, sure, I guess there's a little bit of padding in there, but it's basically just a regular dunk that has an SB tag on it. And they're kind of like the colors are kind of gone, they're doing very like plain, like it seems honestly now, it seems more of a skate look because it's like plainer, like you get the browns and the neutrals, which are more prone to like a skater style. What do you guys think? Do you guys prefer the original, like the stuffed tongue era, or are you liking it now with like the toned down and the less padding, more because it is more comfortable? The stuffed tongue, I'll say from experience, like the Puss Head one that I have is the by far the most puffiest tongue I have, and I can't wear them because the tongue is so fat. It's so much stuffing. Like when you put it on, it automatically just sticks right up. It's so fat. It's so, there's so much padding in that shoe.
Yeah.
So there was a lot. Like, what do you guys prefer? Like stuffed tongue now or to now where it's less for SBs?
I like the shape of the older ones.
Okay.
The shape, like for me, it's all about the shape of the shoe. And I like the way that it just like it comes down at the, as opposed to like, you know, the more boxier or whatever it is kind of toe, but the tongue, I don't mind the tongue, like the older ones, like the big stuffing.
I don't mind that
at all, but I like the way that they've experimented with like materials and just like just wild colors, like with the older SBs. And like you said, I guess they took a step down away from that. They went more of a, okay, I guess this is going to sell.
Yeah, like exactly.
This color's going to sell more. More mainstream
consumer, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I like, for me, it's the older stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think, Alvin?
Definitely the older stuff.
Mm.
I love the stuffed tongue. As much as it kind of impedes, like...
your life.
On your lacing.
Everything. Yeah.
You just got to loosen that shit.
Bro, if all I the way. Show you
or
the
just take the laces
heads,
off.
Yeah, like, the Puss Heads are another level ridiculous stuff tongue.
Or back in the day when I was on the SB fucking forums or some shit, you just need to cut the straps that hold the tongue in place.
Yeah.
And that'll help with the discomfort that you feel. Because a ton of people are like, yo, they're like, yo, my SBs are like so tight.
They're super or like, tight they're on your foot.
Like on the on the top of your foot. And it's just like, man's on the forums like, yo, cut the fucking straps. You dumbass. Like,
yeah.
Straps. Or loosen your shoe. But I love this. Yo, there was a point when SBs were huge where people were taking regular dunks
and stuffing the tongues,
bro.
Yeah.
Like, that was crazy. I honestly had a few dunks that I had that were high cut, like high dunks, that I wanted to do that to just because I wanted to make them like SBs.
Yeah.
Might
have to do that with some of the SBs they released now.
Never did.
Never tell they were even an SB.
Yeah. So I'm definitely like, especially like back in the day, I guess SBs were bigger, so they were putting more money into being more creative. Whereas like when it died down, they're like, okay, we can't put as much money into it.
Yeah.
Which sucks because now that it's kind of on an upswing, you should definitely like
go back
do what
to
it does.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Go back to the old school. Even if you want to retro some shit, like I would definitely.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I don't know how I feel about that, but that's a different.
I like the stuff tongue on the high cuts.
It looks so good. Too. It looks like really on the bad. Supremes, that's a perfect amount of stuffing.
It looks good, man.
I have to agree with you guys. Obviously, like the stuffed tongue is like crazy. I could do without specifically how stuffed it is in the Puss Head one, because if you own a pair, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But like, they're just, it's too much. That is too much. I do love the stuffing though. It just gives it that flavor. Like it gives it that like,
it helps with bulkiness. The aesthetic, I think.
It gives it the shape.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it's perfect. Like the stuffed tongue is like, especially in the high, is just. You can,
the highs with
man,
the stuffed tongue.
Like, I just want to go home and buy a bunch of dunks from 2007. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
What about Jordan 11s? This one, I don't know. So, originally, they had the higher cut patent leather.
Mm.
They had the higher cut heel collar, shape a little bit different, a little bit chunkier. And then in 2012, I guess from 2009 to like 2014 or whatever, lower cut patent leather, a lot more sleek of a shoe. Mm-hmm. They started putting the 4.5 on the back instead of the 2.3 just because it was selling better. Yeah. They lowered the heel a little bit. What do you guys think? High cut, basically it's just high cut patent leather versus low cut patent leather. What do you think?
I like the lows.
Yeah.
Why again, they don't cut into your fucking heel.
The patent leather, like the panels on the side. So that's the heel then.
Because they made that higher too, no?
They did. Yeah, on some of them, they started making the heel even higher too. Yeah.
That's pointless. But, oh, the patent leather, I don't care.
You have to pick one. There's no, I don't care.
Then the low.
Yeah? You like the sleeker look?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because, man, I always saw like 11s as like a suit shoe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the sleeker, less fat, like model,
yeah,
would just look better.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with you. It definitely is more prone to dress pants if you're using the sleeker.
I mean, not even that. It's just like when you're rocking shit, it's just like, I don't know. Like the shape of it already is kind of like a bulky shoe. So it's like, why would you want it to be more bulkier than it is?
Yeah. I think I'm the opposite. I think I, for this one, prefer the higher ankle and the higher cut patent leather. When it first came back, I think the Space Jam was the first one to bring it back.
Space Jam.
Like 3 years ago, whatever. I was like, I'm really not sure about that. And maybe it's just because the Space Jam is all black, so it's hard to tell. But then when the Concord came back with the higher cut patent leather, I was like, it's so tough because like, that's when I came into shoes was like 2009. So growing up in sneakers, it was the low cut patent leather. That's just the only thing I really knew. So then when it came back, it's so hard to completely change your perspective on a shoe that's like a classic in your mind.
Yeah.
But I think if push came to shove, I'm choosing the higher cut and the higher cut patent leather just because I don't know something about it. Like you said, it's chunky, but I feel like it's chunky in a good way. It's so tough though. Joel, break the tie. Go.
I like the higher cut. I guess, I don't know, because it's more closer to the OG.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I guess because it's more, there's more patent leather there.
Yeah.
If you want to be like more flashy or whatever. Like, I don't know. But yeah, it just looks a little bit better. I don't know.
The OGs take it on the Jordan 11. Okay. Yeah. So what about just Nike basketball in general? So it's definitely changed a lot. Like if you look back at like the LeBron 3 and 4, they're like bricks.
Yeah.
And now you fast forward to like, what are they on? 17?
17.
Something insane. Yeah. Like sleek, Flyknit, like finesse. They look like they're finesse. And then even if you go back and even further and you look like the Charles Barkley Air Maxes or those kind of things. Like they're like crazy chunky. And now all the basketball shoes now are like Hyperdunk and all that kind of thing. They're all sleek. What do you guys prefer between the two?
On court, the new shit.
Yeah.
On the street, the old shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I can live with that answer.
Because I'm not rocking none of that. Like, I'm not rocking LeBron fucking 17s.
Like, with denim. Jeans. Yeah.
Or, like, you know what? Like, I mean, you could wear with a pair of baggy ass cargo pants.
Okay. So, assuming.
Maybe.
Assuming you're in that time. So, say you're in 95 wearing a pair of CBs or in 2019 wearing whatever. The Jordan 34. Mm-hmm. Which one?
The CBs out there.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
On the street, you're talking about?
No. On court.
On court.
You're living in 95, though. So you don't know there's this fucking Jordan 34 that has a window in it. Like, you don't know all this stuff. And, like, you have to pick. You're just lacing up. Would you rather lace up then or now? Which shoe?
Fuck.
Old Nike basketball or new Nike basketball?
Aesthetically basketball? Old.
Yeah.
So you're.
I want to look good on the fucking
between
court.
Between the two, you're picking 95.
Though the 34s look good on the court.
Yeah.
But.
They're so light, too, man.
Yeah, they're crazy. Yeah. Joel, you go ahead, because Alvin is torn a little bit.
I'm old school.
You're going old school?
I'm old school. Yeah.
Or like foam posits, like, but back in like 96 or 97.
Yo, give me that. Give me the foam posits.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Those are sick.
Joel, what do you think?
I like the older stuff, too. But. To ball in them, it'd be.
But this is back when you don't even know that these suck. Because these are the best things on the market back then.
Yeah, so easy. So it's done,
best thing in the market, foam posit in 97, or best thing on the market, Jordan 34 now?
Yo, the foam posit does increase. Yeah. I can wear it in the wintertime.
Yeah. You're playing basketball. In the rain. It doesn't matter if you wear it in the wintertime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, give me the foam posit all day, bro.
Yeah.
I
don't know, man.
Someone steps on your foot, you don't feel that shit. It's like a steel toe.
You don't feel anything.
It's a steel toe, dog. Like, yo,
you also can only get a foot off the ground because it's pulling you into the floor.
It weighs like a tank.
I think I'm going to do the same. I think I'm going to do like retro Nike / Jordan basketball just because it's hard not to.
I'm a sneakerhead, bro. I like the way shoes look.
Yeah.
Half the time, I don't give a fuck how they feel.
I'm also not super into any of the current athletes that have signature models. As much as I would have been into like a Jordan back then, it was like, you love Michael. Everyone really liked Michael Jordan. Yeah. Like, everyone liked Penny Hardaway. Like, these are guys, their shoes were like an extension of them.
Yeah.
Like, now it's like a LeBron comes out and I'm kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's getting to the point where it's on the 17 and I'm like, he still plays? They still give him a shoe every year, huh?
I would choose a Kobe over.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know, anything from 1 through 9, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I would
fuck with in terms of Kobe's.
Like, yeah. Okay, so then which one? Would it be a Kobe or would it be an old Nike basketball?
Can we consider Kobe old Nike, though? Like,
yeah. No, you can't.
He's not so in the league no more.
It's within the last 10 years.
He's getting pro trolled retros.
That's true, yeah.
Give me that Kobe, dog.
Joel, did you answer the question or did you just like mumble off?
No, the old stuff.
old school.
You're going old stuff too?
Yeah. Because the way I look at it, it's got to be like appealing on and off the court kind of thing.
But there was a lot of more recent Nike and Jordan basketball shoes that are quite appealing off the court for their time. Like LeBron 8 was really cool. Really popular. LeBron 9.
I had
a bunch of LeBron 9.
Yeah. I would still consider that.
That's not old school. You can't consider that old school.
Old school, man.
That's 8 years ago. Is still in the 2010s.
Yeah.
Nah. 8 years ago already. Compared to the 90, like 95, you can't do that.
No.
This is tough. Next. Okay, just a quick one then. Nike Air Tab or the Jumpman Tab on the back of a, we'll say a Jordan 3?
Nike Air.
They can't hear you. Okay.
Swish.
They can't hear
nodding,
you.
Nodding.
Yeah. Nodding, yes.
It's not a closed caption program.
Alvin is nodding.
Alvin nods in agreement. Nike Air. I do think that Jumpman Tabs are going to be a cool thing in like 5 years.
Oh, later. Yeah.
I'll say that for sure.
That's why I'm still beating.
Once they're not a thing anymore, they'll become a thing because people will be like, I want Jumpman.
Yo, I want the retro of the retro, dog.
Finally, we've talked about this many times, but we've never actually talked about what we prefer. What about buying shoes just in general? So maybe 10 years ago, we'll say 10 years ago, ISS, Kijiji, local, just because you knew people, word of mouth. Yo, my friend has this for sale. You don't get that no more.
No.
Or now it's StockX and GOAT. So it's definitely easier now.
It's easier now.
What do you guys prefer between the two?
Damn.
It's tough. Hard, man. It's really tough, man. Because as much as we say thrill of the hunt, it's too easy now.
Mm.
When has easy ever been a bad thing? Yeah. Like, you can literally go on your phone right now and buy any shoe in the world. And you could not do that 10 years ago. There's no matter how many people you knew, how many sites you went to, there's still shoes you would never see for sale. Which could be a positive thing, depending on how you're looking at it, because then you're like, then when I finally found it, it was like, yo.
Yeah.
Switch that again for now, and there's still shoes that you can't find for sale. And then when you finally find it, now you really found something now, because you could, if you can't find it on StockX, you know you found something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking rare.
Yeah. Exactly, that's what I mean. So when you find it, you're like, yo, I really did something here.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to probably say like how it was back then.
Really,
there was you can attach a story to it. Like, you know what I mean? You hit up somebody on ISS, so start up a conversation, and oh, yeah, I'm all in the dunks. Oh, yeah, I used to be in SBs. Oh, yeah. You know, you get into a conversation, right? As per going to Stock X, clicking your size, or clicking your bid. I don't know how it works, but, you know, clicking your shoe size, whatever, boom. Sent the payment, whatever. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can't even guarantee if it's real or not.
Well, you couldn't back then either.
But then
you had a lot less chance of getting scammed now. 100%.
Mm.
Because if you end up getting a fake shoe from StockX, yeah, likely you'll be able to send it back, mm-hmm, or likely they'll catch it. Back then, if someone over ISS sends you a fake, yeah, pair of shoes, what are you going to do?
You're going to get blasted.
Hey, man, it's fake.
Yeah.
Okay, they already blocked your number and changed their address. Mm. Like, you're done. Like, on it,
but that's what I mean, though. It's like taking that risk back then and you know, striking up like a conversation and you know, getting like, you know, feedback and whatnot and, you know, asking around if this person's legit, you know, looking into their stuff and whatever. It's back then, it was more of, I don't know. And what's, it was more of, it meant more.
I can agree with that. Like, no, 100%. The thrill of the hunt was definitely there. Like, you know, I mean? 100%. But it's so hard to think if they deleted all these things tomorrow and you had to, yeah, go back that to that. It's like, how do you even know how much to buy things for? Yeah. Like, it was literally just based on like whatever someone wanted to charge.
Yeah.
That's the only one you can find.
That was wicked,
so,
yo.
So you got to pay. Not when you're buying something.
I got my Supremes for $300.
Yeah. Yes. But if that guy wanted to charge $600 and you couldn't find them anywhere else, then you're paying $600.
So low ball.
Yeah. Then I'm not looking for those Supremes.
So you talk to him for like a year, yeah, become best friends, and then you're like, yo, what are you saying about those Supremes, though?
So, Alvin, what's your answer then? Because you say all that, but I feel like you're still super undecided. Because I'm still thinking.
I'm liking.
Nope,
I no say this middle. Because I say this because I haven't done anything on StockX or Goat or nothing, but same I still way. Like the old school way. Partly because, mainly because, like, it's still kind of happening now with the relationships we've been able to curate through Canada Got Soul.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like. Mm. Yo, MD Kovacs.
Yeah,
yeah. Right?
Perfect,
yeah,
example.
Yeah.
For real.
Like, he's been homie from time. Mm. And it's just like, you can't get that through fucking StockX and shit.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, we've built this relationship with him. Mm-hmm. He's just a homie. And it's just like, he's not going to reach out to someone randomly.
Yeah.
I mean, like, listen, I need to get rid of pairs. I'm moving.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I got. This is what, like, I'm not going to charge you stupid prices.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
You know what I mean? That's that's how it was back in the day when you would make those relationships on all the forums and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you would comment on their posts like, oh, yo, dope. Like, what did you wear today or whatever? Yeah. And then it's just like that one time where you're like, oh, yo, you're selling your dunks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you looking for? And it's like, because you've created that relationship, it's just like, yo, don't worry about it. Like, give you for this price and shit.
Yeah.
Though, like, and that's the same thing as Joel. Like, you didn't really have a fucking price where it was like, oh, it's selling this much on StockX.
Yeah.
Like, how much are you going to sell it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
What do you want for it? Like, if you want a quick sell, put it for cheaper. Like, if you don't want it, then don't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. And it's just like, now there's that comparison. Whereas before it was like, okay, cool. Like, I think this is how much it's worth to me. I want to make some money. I'll put it out for this.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens, happens. Now, every single time, it's like, StockX is this price.
Yeah. As per stock X, for a dead stock pair is $700. But for you, I wore them a couple times. I'll give it to you for $650.
And a couple times is like a 6 out of 10. Yeah, crease the fuck up.
Exactly.
No stars.
No stars. Gone heel drag. Forget it.
Need a midsole swap. Like, come on, bro. Midsole
swap. Fuck.
Look, there's advantages to now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, man.
Which, like, is incredible. The easiest.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's 2019. Like, people don't even want to fucking.
Nah.
Like, you can watch your pizza get delivered to you on your phone. You don't have to get up until it's at the door. You don't have to ring your doorbell.
Yeah.
You don't have to ring people's doorbell. You call them and say, I'm here. You don't even call them. You text them and say, I'm here, and they come down. You don't have to press the button on the door because your phone's already in your hand. Like, it's about easiness now in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 2020.
Jeez. Yeah, I know. Young kids don't like to work and shit.
So. I don't like to work and shit. Are you crazy?
You're not even that young.
I know. I'm going to say, it kills me to say this, but I have to agree with you guys.
I thought he was going to go opposite. I have to say, fuck you guys.
I have to agree with you guys because it was fun. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Like, that's how we met pretty much everybody we know.
And yo, before Instagram and shit. That was like Soul Seekers.
Before Canada Got Soul, man.
Remember that BBM chat
we had? Yeah, like it was BBM. It was like, yo, my boy has this shoe. Like, do you want it?
Yeah.
And it was like you're buying shit from people's friends who introduced you, and you're going to their
house. Like, yo, don't worry, I know this guy. Like, there was got the cash. Mm-hmm. Don't charge him extra, but like,
there was no email trend. Like, you had to, yo, my withdrawal limit's 200. Like, can I get it to tomorrow? Because I have to take two days to take the money out.
200, 200. So he was $400.
Yeah, like, it was crazy.
Oh, withdrawal limits.
It was crazy, and it was so much work, but like, come on, that's culture, man. That's
bro, I had to mess with Western Union money transfers because I didn't have PayPal.
Yeah, there was none
and
of that.
That was the biggest risk for me.
Oh, it's gone.
So I had to
it's
create. Gone. I had to create that amicable friendship, kind of relationship with the person I'm buying from.
Yeah.
In New York.
Yep.
To get these shoes, like I had to send. All right, here's the EMT. Yo, you gotta let me know when you pick up the money, and you gotta let me know when you ship the. You gotta send me all the tracking.
You and they can't even let you know because they don't have a cell phone.
That's like, the thing, man. Just like,
when you got home from
get
school,
get back to your computer.
For real. You got back on the computer, signed in on Nike Talk or whatever forum, and be like, checked talk if you had a DM
marketplace. Yeah. That
was it. Like or the whole email panic, them. The whole panic of them shipping it once they receive the cash.
Yeah,
that's. What I'm talking about.
With I don't want to feel that shit no
it's
more.
It's like, holy shit.
When you buy it from StockX.
Guy never sent the shoes yet.
When you buy it from StockX, you click that and you know that that person's credit card is automatically charged right away.
See?
Like, or yours or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, like it's.
Hey, man. It's there's a risk in everything, though.
It's scary to think about going back to that. That's like, seems like the Stone Age.
Yeah, no.
Crazy.
It's scary, but yo, when you got the shoe,
you felt accomplished like crazy.
Yo, do you still have those WTAP?
Yeah.
The Vans?
Yeah, they're here.
Yo, that transaction was crazy for me.
Yeah.
I had to hit up a dude who said he would never ship to the he never shipped to Canada.
Canada, yeah.
And he it would was never or had never.
Would never.
Oh.
Would never. But like again, I like made a rapport on I think it was Nike Talk cuz the background was black. Yeah, yeah. It was Nike Talk. So I like had a rapport with him. Spoke to him a few times. I'm like, yo, bro, I really want your fucking chukas.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you, okay, like, I don't do this, but because I don't trust Canadian mans. I got burned before. Got burned before.
No that's one why, has ever that's said why I skate don't trust the
great.
Canadian, man.
Skate the great. Yo, he never ships to Canada.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he got burned. Mm-hmm. I think once or twice from us. Not us, but Canada.
Don't say us. Don't say us.
Canada. But yeah, and then I was like, yo, I'll trade you because he at the time he was asking like $450 for those.
Jeez.
So I was like, yo, I'll give you, because I had an extra pair of Bread 11s from the countdown pack. And I was like, yo, I'll trade you these and $150 and shipping. I'll pay for shipping for both.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but you ship first. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
That was the scariest thing. Yo, I had to ship a pair of Bread 11s that I could have probably sold for like however much. Yep. And I had to send him money through PayPal as a gift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See. Luckily, he was a well-known dudes on like any of those forums.
They're
you're
not
going to
ruin
go.
Their
They're
own.
They're not going to fuck your shit up. No, you know what I mean? So luckily, he was a well-known dude. Mm. Man, when I got those shoes and they came in and they had the fucking like every OG everything, I was like, oh my god, I bust my pants for sure.
And that's another thing, really quick. Like trades are so different now because, like you said, you literally just were like, it's just a shoe I have sitting around that's dead stock that I'm not wearing. Now it's like. Okay, I'll give you Bread 11s plus $150, and then it comes down to, okay, the WTAPs are going for $450 on StockX, and your Bread 11s are going for $200, and you want to give me $150, so that's only $350, so you have to add $100. Like, it's mathematic. It has to be exact. Like, back then, it was like, yo, I'll give you Bread 11s and $150, and you're like, in your mind, you're like, okay, yeah, sure. Like, you're literally just, like, weighing it in your mind versus, like, do I want this? Like, the trades back then were so different. They're just value.
Yeah.
That's all it
is. Which kind of, it makes sense, but at the end of the day, it sucks because you don't get those cool stories. Like, you just said, like, I traded a pair of this, like, random things that I just had sitting around. Like, now it's, like, people are looking at the exact value of what it's actually worth, which, I don't know. What a time.
I mean, you know.
What a time.
Shit changes, man.
Yeah.
And you meet people and it's just like, you know, do your thing, man.
Yeah, man.
I did like it better back then, but please let's never go back. let's say that. Let's keep moving forward. Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. It's called CGS Talk. You can find it at www.facebook.com/CGS Wait, what? No, /group/cgs.talk. We've got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That is canadagotsold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the soul poll, sneak writing for dummies, or the fire round, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsold@gmail.com. Don't forget, use hashtag canadagotsold on Instagram for a feature when you post shoe pictures. We're at like 130-some K, man. That's nuts.
Holy cow.
6 years strong. Don't forget to use that on Instagram. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 84 episodes, and please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS, and we are out. Bye.
Bye.
It's almost Halloween, guys.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat, bro. Free candy all day, baby.